Movies Are a Thing is a weekly podcast going over the movies premiering this week.
And any other movie-related tangents we decide to venture off on today.
Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
My name is Alan.
And I'm Travis.
And here's the podcast.
This week.
I was trying to think. I'm like, is there movies yet? No.
No. Close. Almost.
There's one that comes out, I think, July 1st.
So next week.
It got pushed back again. I think it's like middle of July now.
Which one are you thinking of?
The one with Russell Crowe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Unhinged.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Gotcha. That one got pushed back now?
I believe like 2 weeks.
Okay, so there's a Russell Crowe one, and then there's a Gerard Butler one. Which one's the Gerard Butler one that I'm thinking of?
I'm not sure.
No idea.
I guess we'll figure that out when it's that week, then.
Nope. Although we do have... It says 2 movies for the third, and then really...
So we do have the movies premiering next week.
Mm-hmm.
Next week.
So close. It'll be back. So close. And yet, feels like so far away.
Right, yeah.
We are back in studio again.
Yup.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Face to face instead of...
It's always you versus me when it's face to face for trivia.
Yeah. Which we'll get to in a little bit.
Yep.
In a little bit.
Yes.
But...
we do have...
Before we get into the movie news...
I know, I was just like, wait.
How have your week been going, guys?
I got neighbor envy, because one's getting a new driveway and... sidewalk, and then the other next door to them is getting a new sidewalk.
Really?
So I was like sitting there on my break at work, because obviously I'm working from home, and I was like looking out the window like, I need a new driveway. But I obviously don't, but I'm still like, And then we just started talking about home improvement stuff. I'm like, we should redo the bathroom and get new kitchen floors. And it's like, it's like when you hear your neighbors mowing the lawn and you're like, crap, I should get out there.
Especially if, you know, every other time that you've had a chance to mow, it's been raining. But I wouldn't know anything about that.
Really, it hasn't even rained that much this year yet.
Yeah, but every other time I've been busy.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had that issue. It's been pretty nice every time I've wanted to mow. I did chop the head off one of our irrigation sprinklers, though. So now it just shoots like a... gusher of water out when it goes, but it costs like $3. Like I call the company that starts and blows out our system. I pay them like $3 and they replace the head, because it's happened more than once.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but when our irrigation system shuts off, that head doesn't go all the way down, and I don't notice it. So when I'm mowing, I don't know if it'll happen now, because I've since raised the mower blade one setting. So yeah, because I've just come to terms with the fact that my yard's not going to look like a golf course, and I don't need to cut it super short. So, I don't know if it'll cut it now, but I guess we'll find out when I mow next.
Just have long, luscious grass.
I mean, I just, like, there's this guy, I'll shout him out. He probably doesn't listen to our podcast, but his name's Ryan Knorr, and he has a YouTube channel about lawn care. Insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dude's a... I can't even explain how... bonkers it is, like how much he knows about like lawn care and all the stuff he does and goes through. But yeah, I learned some stuff from his channel. I think it's like the, I don't know if it's 3-inch or 3-centimeter rule. Basically, he's like, you should never cut more than this amount of grass at a time. So he's like, stop setting your blade super low and cutting your grass so short because it's bad for the grass or something. So he's like, all right, I'm gonna lift my blade up. And I did, and it looks good, but now it's harder for me to notice where I'm cutting it, because it's not as, like, you know, cut and dry. Like, oh, there's my line. Follow that.
Right.
Now I got to look a little closer. But, yeah, aside from that, and movies are a thing, / discussions about our household upkeep, like we always do.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But no, seriously, check him out. Ryan Knorr.
All right.
He's a Vikings fan, too. He lives in Iowa.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
How about you, Travis?
Been pretty boring. Just waiting to go back to work.
2 days?
So Friday, on my birthday, of course.
Of course. Happy early birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Since we're recording this a little bit early.
Like cake or something.
That's all good. But yeah, so I'm just waiting to go back to work starting Friday, so that should be fun.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Been getting caught up on how to make sure everybody to keep safe and...
Yeah, we got a pretty long packet, so that should be...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And we're showing a bunch of old movies.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Like, from, like, late last year or, like, earlier as in, like years ago?
Like, years ago. Like, I can give you the list. We're going to be doing Dirty Dancing, Back to the Future, Grease, Jurassic Park, Pitch Perfect, Avengers, the first one, and I feel like I'm missing one.
Are you doing The Dark Knight?
No. Damn. At least not right now.
Casino Royale.
I wish.
I mean, that's a pretty solid list, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And also, our chain, they just opened up a pop-up drive-in. They're going to be showing... They do two movies a night, and I know one of them is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, very nice.
Which would be awesome.
So. And is it in different locations or just one location?
It's just the one it's the one in Champlain.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so speaking of movie theaters, mm-hmm. we had a little bit of a poll on our Facebook page.
Yes, we did.
Did we do the Willow Creek versus Plymouth?
No. It was about the butter popcorn.
Oh. Yeah. Real butter or...
Yeah, I voted real butter.
Butter substitute. So, I mean, we had 13 votes. So, that was pretty awesome. Thank you all for that. Appreciate mm-hmm. it. And it looks like real butter did win out 77% to 23%. So, 10 to 3.
Nice.
But, yeah, there's definitely a few people that, you know, go into a movie theater... They want that butter substitute rather than necessarily real butter.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I know for me, it doesn't feel like a movie theater with real butter. It feels like, you know, at home watching movies because that's where sure. we would always put real butter and we'd always get the butter substitute at movie theaters. But
mm-hmm.
And I do know that somebody commented on my post when I shared it out about which movie theater had the best popcorn. I don't know if you guys heard any... from anybody on what they thought was the best popcorn or anything like that, but
no.
I did have one person who said basically that the I gotta remember the name of the theater, the Cooper Theater, that now is closed, mm-hmm. but it used to have the best popcorn, but they bought it from a vendor already popped and then brought it in.
Okay,
but
that's just cheating.
And then there was another comment about somebody's local theater has Amish country popcorn.
Amish?
So
is it made out of wood?
I don't think so.
It probably needs that real butter just to
make it. I don't think so, Tim.
I don't think so. Yes.
But, I mean, I can definitely see, you know, I feel like if it's called Amish country popcorn, that it would have to abide by certain Amish rules.
Sure.
That I could see it being some pretty darn good popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so thank you again all for voting into that. I appreciate it. But other than that, do you guys got anything else you want to talk about before we jump into things here?
No, because I'll go on a tangent.
Alrighty. Well, let's go ahead and... get into some movie news because there was some movie news.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, start off with some sad news. Joel Schumacher passed away.
Yes.
At age 80, I believe.
Yeah, he was 80.
You know, obviously he did movies like Batman.
hey, Batman Forever wasn't. I like Batman Forever.
Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
That I can't defend, but Batman Forever was. I liked Batman Forever, but. He also did The Lost Boys.
He did. He did a few different movies.
Falling Down.
Well, yeah, he did Falling Down. He did The Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And he also did one that I know I've talked about that I feel like doesn't get enough credit, Phone Booth.
It's a good movie.
I was just about to say Phone Booth, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, he's done a few different things, you know.
He also did I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember watching it when I was, like, younger. The Client with Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, is that the lawyer movie?
Yeah, with the... I can't remember the kid's name.
Well, let's see here.
It's, God, what's the girl's name? Tommy Lee Jones and, Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
Yeah, Brad Renfro's the kid. I don't remember anything. I don't remember much about the movie, but I remember watching it when I was young.
Okay.
Hmm. And being like, this is intense. That's all I remember. I can't even remember anything about it. Falling Down, I haven't seen in a long time.
Hmm.
Long, long time.
Yeah, I gotta go and recommend one more time. Actually, it kind of ties into what we were talking about last week, because last week we were talking about Artemis Fowl with Colin Farrell in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Phone Booth stars Colin Farrell and Kiefer Sutherland. Absolutely, I definitely recommend that one to watch if you haven't yet. It's kind of a psychological thriller, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's all set within one phone booth. Like, that's it. So, obviously, it's definitely sad about hearing about Joel Schumacher, but, he has had quite a career.
See that.
Alrighty. I guess,
You know what's weird to think is, like, I was like, everybody knows what Phone Booth is, but then you think about it, I'm like, oh, the movie's 18 years ago, and I don't think a lot of people do.
I don't think so.
Like, younger, like, things. There's people who graduated high school this year who were born when that movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like, the year they were born. There's kids that weren't even born when the original Spider-Man came out.
Yep.
Wow.
May 3rd, 2002.
Alrighty, well, like we were talking about, Joel Schumacher directed Batman. We also have some more Batman news.
Ooh, yes we do. I'm all about it.
So, I think it wasn't officially announced, I don't think.
I saw that it was, and I saw it wasn't. I honestly don't know right now.
If it's what I'm thinking of, was that it's not official yet,
but it's in talks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, yeah, Michael Keaton is actually in talks to reprise his role as Bruce Wayne in the Flash movie that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely getting the old man Bruce. And yes. It sounds like they're doing a version of Flashpoint.
Okay.
So they might be trying to tie a lot of the different things together where there's different people playing the same character.
Mm-hmm.
So like Michael Keaton as Batman, or Ben Affleck as Batman, or Robert Pattinson as Batman, mm-hmm. which we will have possibly three different Batmans in 2021.
Wow.
Because we will have Robert Pattinson,
mm-hmm.
we will have Michael Keaton, and we will have the Snyder Cut of Ben Affleck.
That's right.
It's true. Also.
Yes.
Speaking of people reprising their roles.
Okay.
In superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
There is rumor that in the Snyder Cut, a one Ryan Reynolds is going to reprise his role as the Green Lantern.
I don't know how much I believe that.
Yeah.
Because he despises that movie.
But if you can do the character justice in the Snyder Cut, no pun intended, I think he'd be all about it. Because now it's almost like a cult classic slash kind of a meme. Like the fact that the movie wasn't good and he openly hates it.
Yeah. Well, here's my take on it. The theatrical cut is horrible. Like, don't watch it. Ever.
Of
Green Lantern.
Okay, I was like, Justice League? Or, well, they're both
Green Lantern.
Yeah.
But the director's cut that you can get of Green Lantern that has a lot of bonus footage and everything in the actual cut itself is a lot better, you know, storytelling-wise, a lot better, you know, flow-wise. You know, you get a lot better kind of character developments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not actually that bad of a movie. And gets a lot more hate.
Help remind me, who directed Green Lantern?
Oh, God,
Green Lantern was... Hold on. Alrighty, it looks like Martin Campbell.
Oh, that's what Martin
Campbell. Who also directed Casino Royale.
That's... Okay. I was like, it's someone who directed a very good movie. I was like, yeah, he directed something we both really liked.
He directed GoldenEye as well.
I really like GoldenEye, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And The Mask of Zorro from 1998.
That's a good one.
Not too particular on that, but
yeah.
And GoldenEye. Vertical Limit.
That was good.
I'm a Vertical Limit. Yeah. I am well, that's from GoldenEye. I am invincible.
And then boom.
Sean Bean's in it, so.
Yep.
Spoiler warning. He's the villain.
Yeah, so Martin Campbell did Green Lantern. It got a lot of hate. He did the director's cut, which I think kind of flew under the radar for a lot of people and has gotten a lot better reception, I believe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like you were saying before, it's become a meme to kind of hate Green Lantern, but I feel like people might want to just try to give it another chance.
I mean, it's got potential, and Ryan Reynolds, I mean...
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there was questionable decisions, you know, making the suit all CGI and, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, not the greatest idea in 2011. However, James Cameron pulled it off in 2009, so...
And am I mistaken? Isn't that the movie where he met Blake Lively?
It is.
Yeah.
All right.
It is.
Who was he... Wasn't he... Who was he, like... Was he married before Blake Lively, or was he just dating? It was a... Oh, my God. Who was it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one.
It's a teen magazine, but... I'm trying to remember. wasn't he with Scarlett Johansson?
He was with Scarlett Johansson until the 1st of July 2011.
Blake Lively. Okay.
And then married Blake Lively.
I was right. Yep. There we go.
On September 2012.
That's what I thought. I was like, who the heck was he with? He was Scarlett Johansson. Okay. Black Widow and Deadpool.
And apparently has a fear of flying.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yep.
Hmm.
Well, he's Canadian.
Well, I was saying that he went skydiving and his parachute failed to open at the first attempt.
Ugh. Woof.
Yeah.
Nope.
Imagine the brick you'd lay.
Yeah, right.
Very nice. Alrighty. Well, so we got a few Batmans coming next year, possibly having, you know, some previous Batmans donning the cowl again.
And I heard in Robert Pattinson's Batman that they're going to have another Joker, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, can you just do someone else? Like, you're not going to recapture the Heath Ledger magic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, as much as I'd like to see, like, one of the names I saw thrown out was Willem Dafoe. That'd be great. Or, what's his name? He was the detective, not Daniel Craig, but the other detective in Knives Out.
Oh.
God,
I can't remember his name.
I can see
him. He was in Get Out.
Mm-hmm. Lakeith Stanfield.
Lakeith Stanfield. Yeah, seen him thrown around, and then I've also seen Aubrey Plaza, which maybe I don't know how well. I mean, not me personally, but I can imagine the backlash of making Joker a woman.
Well, I guess okay. I'm going to throw this out there. Who could? Doesn't matter. You know the gender of the villain. Who could you see Aubrey Plaza playing?
Harley Quinn.
I was going to say...
Or like Poison Ivy if they...
That.
Or, yeah.
Because see, I could kind of see her doing more of a... more leaning towards the version that Aaron Eckhart did of Two-Face.
Oh, yeah?
You know, not Tommy Lee Jones Two-Face, but more Aaron Eckhart Two-Face.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. Or what if she's Falcone?
Ooh.
I mean, I feel like that'd be a really easy one to, you know, gender swap, like crime lord, okay.
Yeah, or, I mean, if they really want to, like, or I guess, when is the Batman supposedly set? Did they reveal
timeline?
That?
Timeline? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, year-wise. Like, I thought Isn't it was, it like, the 70s? 70s. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
So, like... She's taking over for her father, who was like a mafia boss in the 50s, kind of thing.
Could be.
I wonder if she could be Talia al Ghul.
Ooh.
Just thinking that, too.
Okay.
Well, I was more trying to look at, like, what could be a role if they were to do, like, you know, throw her in there.
Mm-hmm.
You said gender aside. I was like, I'm trying to think. I mean, really, the possibilities are out there. I mean, Scarecrow, that's...
Yeah, I don't really see her as a Joker type.
No.
Like, I mean, I don't know if you guys ended up watching Legion, the TV show.
I've seen a few episodes.
I watched the remake of Child's Play.
I could, if you watch that, I could kind of see her as Scarecrow.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Killer Croc.
Yes.
Very nice. Alrighty. Well, I guess we should probably keep on moving here. We did have a trailer release. I think it was actually yesterday, for something on Disney Plus. They're going to be releasing it. That the creator said that they had to actually censor a few things because they dropped the F-bomb a couple of times and they wanted it to remain PG. Mm-hmm. So they had to censor a few things. But the adaptation, or the filming, I guess, of Hamilton, they dropped a trailer for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it, you know, the trailer. I haven't had a chance to watch the play yet, but...
I have not seen the play either.
Neither have I.
Tickets are, you know, always so expensive and sell out within, you know, 2 minutes, but... Right. But yeah, I mean, you know, that one's coming to Disney Plus here, and it looks like it's, you know, a pretty good filming of, I guess. You know, it looks like, you know, they're obviously on the stage set, and they might have added some audience clapping and stuff like that in post, because I feel like having cameras swooping in and out and around and all of that during the actual play probably wouldn't have been all that great.
Big Bang Theory's laugh track.
Yeah. Which, fun fact, most of the time that you hear a laugh track on a TV show, at least up until recently, almost any time that you heard a laugh track, it was actually a recording of the laughter from I Love Lucy.
Yep.
You know, you can kind of tell because it's like the exact same laughs every time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've talked about it on this podcast before, but if you watch Big Bang Theory without the laugh track,
it's awkward.
Cringy as all get up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because it's not a good show. Okay, anyway. But yes, hey, Hamilton now. Trailer.
All right. Well, I mean, that's all I had. Did you guys have a chance to watch the trailer?
I did.
I haven't yet, no.
Okay. Alan, what did you end up thinking of it? Just kind of...
I'm not a musical guy.
Yeah.
I'm a musical guy, as in I play several instruments and I love music, but I don't like musicals, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
Gotcha.
I like to keep my arts separated.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like a film score. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if they did, like, an Avengers musical, I'd be like, meh.
What about movies where...
Captain America to save the day. Like, no.
What about movies where, like, the music does actually move the story forward rather than, like...
Like Baby Driver?
Yeah.
I mean, there's that one, yeah. So it's not necessarily a musical, but...
Like a Disney movie?
I mean, it could be Disney, could be something else.
If it... yeah. Depends. It depends.
So no Singing in the Rain for you, no White Christmas or anything like that?
No, not my cup of tea. I haven't said that in a while. Hey.
Very nice.
Yeah, no Star Wars Christmas special.
I think that's a no for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to watch it just to see how bad it is.
No, you don't. Have you never seen it?
I've never seen it.
Dude.
Never been able to find it, so.
All right, well, moving on from the backlash that you're going to get from that.
Sweet. All right.
We got one more kind of piece of news. Alan, do you want to?
Yep. Matrix 4 resumed filming.
Ooh.
So Keanu Reeves, Neil Patrick Harris, whatever role he has in that movie, and Carrie Ann Moss returned back, and they are back at it, filming again. So that's good news. I love to see other stuff that has resumed. I think WandaVision resumed filming a couple weeks ago, didn't it?
I have no idea.
I thought it did. Don't quote me on that, people. But, yeah, that's a short little story burst.
Very nice.
Matrix 4 coming at you. It's fun fact, Matrix is still the last movie I saw in theaters.
It is.
Isn't that weird? Doesn't that seem like forever ago?
It really does. But it honestly wasn't that long ago.
4 months? No, not even. 3 months.
Yeah.
So I gotta get a frame for it, don't worry.
Yeah, March. Yeah.
That was back when, like, the virus was, like, really, like, unknown and scary, and everyone's like, oh my god, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like everyone's... Not everyone, but a lot of people are kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Not saying they should be. Don't take my medical advice on this movie podcast. I'm just saying a lot of people's reactions to it now have since turned, and they're like, I'm not worried about it.
Well, I think that kind of wraps up movie news, unless you guys had anything else.
It's not movie news, but I did order Stone Cold Steve Austin's beer.
Yes.
And I'm so excited to try it. Broken Skull IPA. It was $5 a can.
Jeez.
But they're 16 ounces, so.
Okay.
Still.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I was like, I've been talking about trying it forever, and there's some distribution thing. I don't know. I can't find it in Minnesota anywhere. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to order it. Never ordered beer online. Just do it now.
Mm-hmm. Is it, you think it's something like Spotted Cow where they can only sell it in a certain area?
No, because I have it in Wisconsin and I was going to go get it, but it's only in Madison. It's not in Hudson. I'm like, damn. Mm. It's brewed in California, though. My brother who lives in California has had it. He said it's really good. I was like, well, Stone Cold's beer. It has to be good.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know I saw that they're possibly going to be rebooting Twister.
No.
Really?
Yeah. Which, another fun fact, that's going to be another, I just remembered, that's another one of the movies. That's the one I forgot.
As long as Helen Hunt plays the lady whose, like, farmhouse they go to.
The aunt?
Yes.
The aunt, yeah, the aunt. In the middle of it and makes them all the food.
God, that food always looks so good every
right?
time.
Man. God, I haven't seen that movie. I love that movie, though. Mm-hmm. That movie always put me in a summer mood.
Yep.
I don't know why. I was always like, I'd watch it and I'm like, man, I want a storm now. I want a big thunderstorm, like a hot summer day.
And we actually had a pretty decent sized thunderstorm a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it rolled through here pretty quick. It was it like dropped a ton of like torrential downpour for literally like 2 minutes and then it cleared up. I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, it was last Thursday because I was going to edit the podcast. And then as I was getting ready to, we lost power. Like, our power blipped. I was like, oh, okay. Well, let's just wait a little bit. About to go and, wait a little bit. Everything was fine. About to go and edit the podcast. And all of a sudden, bloop, bloop. Crap. Well, it doesn't look like I'm going to edit anything today.
Anytime there's a huge storm now, I'm just like, oh, just hail and mess up my siding so I can get a brand new siding in my house and a roof. Pay my deductible and basically get a new house.
Jeez. Yeah.
Greenwich, dude. Greenwich.
We tried that last, like, it hailed, and we were like, and the construction workers we called, obviously, were like, yeah, you could definitely use a new roof. Even our roof's, like, less than a decade old.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't care about the roof. I was like, siding. I was like, can you get a new siding? Because we just want to get it updated and be like, hey. Mm-hmm. It's not fraud. Because if it legitimately gets messed up, you can get it replaced. You can just choose a new color and only pay your deductible.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. But they're like, no, your house is fine and your roof's fine. I was like, dang it. But kind of happy.
Yeah.
Because you still got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Just not nearly as much. And then the value of your house goes up a lot more.
Yeah.
That's the idea behind it.
Alrighty. Well, I think it's about that time.
We don't
have any musical intros, unfortunately.
We can kind of this has no 2, 3. I only played the song that I last listened to on my phone, so that's our intro today.
Nice. Get a copyright claim.
I mean, the other song was Hotel California. I think that'll strike it bigger. So.
Right?
Yeah.
I think legitimately, like, they're, like, on top of it.
Right?
The Eagles like their money.
Mm.
Which exactly.
They deserve it, so I'm going to put this away. So.
All right, guys.
So I can be fair and not,
Very nice.
Not that I think you guys think I do that. I just, transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Alrighty,
all right, it's game time, guys.
Let's go.
Sweet.
So, turn it's me, up. Travis. I'm hosting this week.
Yay!
Thanks, Travis.
Yeah, woo! And so,
I
made up three categories, and I have a prize.
That's what it is.
Wow!
So,
wow!
I think whoever wins will be pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
But, all right, my three categories are, the first one's called Working It.
Even though they sound very hard categories.
I'm going to be saying the working title of a movie, and I need the actual title to be correct.
That seems kind of familiar.
I was like, isn't that kind of like what you did? I was like, kind of.
Wait, your movie's called what?
Yeah, right. I couldn't remember who did it. I was like, oh, hopefully I didn't choose any of the ones that you did. But we'll anyways. See.
Do you mind if I just pull up my notes from that one quick?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. And then my second is MVP. I'm going to be saying the fictional sports athlete from a movie. And I need you to say what movie it's from.
Okay.
And then my last one is called Cartman. And I'm going to be doing my Cartman voice and saying movie quotes, and you have to tell me what movie it's from.
So we've got Cartman, Eric Cartman.
Yep.
William Shatner and Keanu Reeves.
Spock.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right. We're set. We got our personal categories.
Yes. All right, so I think we should start off with Cartman, just because.
Alrighty.
So, hey guys. So, my first one is, if Sherman has sex before I do,
American
I'm
going to
be really, yes, that's correct.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
The Shermanator.
Yep. All right, well then it's your board.
Let's go MVP. MVP. MVP.
All right.
Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes.
What are we supposed to do with name the movie?
I'm going to be naming
actor.
The... Okay. Yeah, so you're naming the actor. I'll give you the fictional.
Okay.
So, Shane Falco.
Keanu Reeves.
Okay, yes.
The Replacements.
Yep.
I was like, I bet he's going to say Shane Falco. I was like, I bet that's going to be the first one. I was like, it's either going to be Rocky or Shane Falco.
I had a different person in mind, but whatever.
I haven't seen The Replacements in a hot minute.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
God, I hate this one, but let's see what you got. Working. What is it? Working. What's the category?
It's called Working It. We can just call it Work. Whichever.
Oh, I thought it was like working titles, but I think it was called something else. Yeah, work it. Twerk it.
All right. So, Blue Harvest.
New Hope. No.
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 Empire Strikes Back?
No.
Blue Harvest. Avatar?
No. Revenge of the Sith?
No.
Return of the Jedi?
Yes.
Dang.
That is correct.
I was like, should I just go down the Star Wars line?
You know why I knew that?
Why?
Because of the Family Guy Star Wars episode.
Yep.
It's called Family Guy Blue Harvest.
Yeah. All right. So is your board.
Oh, snap. It's my board. MVP?
Okay. So this one will be kind of easy. Patches O'Houlihan.
Rip Torn.
Yes. Okay. I'll take that. I had both written down. For Rip Torn or Hank Azaria.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was trying to remember his name because at work on break, we were actually watching, or somebody had turned on the TV to a movie with John Candy and Rip Torn.
Oh, okay.
And at first, I didn't recognize Rip Torn because he had like a full beard and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, oh, wait, no, that's Rip Torn, right from his voice. He's like, oh, no, yeah, no, that's him. Okay. Why could I not remember his name there first?
Okay. We were both thinking Rip Torn, though. None of us were thinking Hank Azaria.
Yeah.
I like to bounce around, so let's go Cartman.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It Can't Rain All the Time.
Gremlins?
No.
Gremlins 2. No. Can't throw this out there. Blade Runner?
No.
I can see why you thought that. No. I was like, ah, crap.
Blade Runner 2049.
No.
Dang it. Might need a hint.
It's based off of a comic book.
Watchmen.
No. Ooh. Or graphic novel, if you want
to. Oh, Sin City.
No.
300?
No.
That's a graphic novel? Now I'm just guessing.
Dark Knight.
No.
Dark Knight Rises.
No.
Batman Begins.
No Batman.
You know this last time you're like da 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 da.
The actor died during filming.
The Crow?
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Yep. Let's go back to work in it.
Okay. How'd the actor die?
Planet Ice.
Empire Strikes Back.
No.
Planet Ice. Ice Age.
No.
It's not Waterworld.
Waterworld.
No. That would have been a sly move, though.
Snowpiercer?
Nope.
Hint?
Yeah.
All right. It came out 96, 97.
Deep Impact or something?
No.
Battlefield Earth? No, that was like 2000.
Twister?
No. Big Budget?
Armageddon?
No.
That was 98.
I will say you are on the right track with something you may have just said.
Dante's Peak?
No.
I need another hint.
All right. James Cameron directed it.
Oh, is it 96, 97?
It's not Titanic.
Yes, it is.
Oh! Oh, man. I was like, the only thing he did was Titanic.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking The Abyss.
Okay.
Yeah, that was him. Really?
That was Titanic? Yeah, it was.
I mean, makes sense.
All right.
That was almost as good as when I just shouted snakes on a plane. What is it? Snakes on a plane? It is snakes on a plane. What?
How did I forget Titanic?
I mean, I would have. If you wouldn't have said James Cameron, even if you would have said Leonardo DiCaprio, I would have been like,
yeah,
Gilbert Grape. But let's go MVP.
All right, Fulton Reed.
Oh God, I don't even remember his name. I know. Oh God, what is his name?
It starts with an E.
Ethan.
Ethan Hawke.
No.
Oh my God, I know the actor. What's his name? Is Ethan Wright?
No. It does start with an E though. It's an obscure name.
Is it Edgar?
No.
We're gonna work our way through this. Oh my God, how do I not know his name?
Evan.
No.
I got nothing.
Okay.
Like any other movies that he's in?
I know the actor. I just can't think of his name.
He plays Foggy in Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, he's Foggy in Daredevil. And he's in Idle Hands. And he's...
And he was in Butterfly Effect.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know his name. I honestly don't know if I'll get it. Like, as many hints as you give us, I don't think I'll get it.
Okay. Well, it's Eldon Hansen.
Yep. I wouldn't have remembered. Nope. Like, we knew who it was. We're like, we know it, but we don't know it.
I was figuring, like, if we heard other characters
that he played. I knew exactly who he was, but I don't remember. It would
trigger the name.
Yep. Yeah,
no.
I kind of screwed up on that one. That was my bad, but that's okay. As long as you kind of knew what I was talking about.
So no, we knew who it was. Yeah. We just didn't know who it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have named Devin Sawa before I named him. And he's even more obscure.
Yep.
That's an Idle Hands reference?
Yes. Good movie. All right. So since nobody got that one, I'm going to go to Cartman.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So... I've been away from my children for far too long.
These are like the most basic ones. like this could have been a line in like 100 movies. Aaron Brockovich?
No.
Interstellar?
No.
Who are you saying no to, me or him?
Both.
Oh. Shush.
Batman Begins.
No.
The Dark Knight.
It's a horror movie.
Mother?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
Friday the 13th.
No.
Halloween?
No.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No.
Conjuring?
No.
The Hills Have Eyes?
No. You guys were on the right track.
Child's Play?
No. It's got two.
Poltergeist.
It's got two people in it. Two.
Freddy versus Jason.
Yes.
Yes! I was like, that's definitely something Freddy Krueger says. I was like, that's 100% a Freddy Krueger line. And Jason doesn't even talk. Well, his mom does. She was a killer in the first one.
Yes, she was.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. 30 years ago.
All right, well, Alan, it's your board.
Let's go MVP.
Okay. Henry Rowan Gardner.
Oh, God, I know who that is, too. But I don't know his name. He's American Pie.
What, Sean William Scott or something?
No, it's not Sean William Scott. It's, gosh. What's the name start with?
His first name's Thomas.
Oh, God.
No? All right.
God. Come on. I know who this is. I knew this was going to be a problem. I was like, he's going to say all these, like, obscure, like, characters who we know, but we don't know, like, the actors. Like, I bet you got Hamilton the Babe Porter on there, and we can't name him either. Oh. Thomas.
Thomas Middleditch.
No.
I can't. I don't know.
All right. It's Thomas Ian Nichols.
I knew it was something like weird, like three words. Fudge.
I made it too obscure. That's okay.
I know them, but I don't know the... like.
Well, I knew I was going to have trouble with that one anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's go with work in it.
Travis' categories suck because they're hard. Actually, my what's the one I did last week? Why can't I think of the word?
I did last week.
No, I did. Didn't I?
I did last week because I had all the stuff I thought.
Didn't I do last week? I thought I did the one where, what's the word thing I'm thinking of? I say the...
I did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was me last week. Yeah, because I did the box office one. And then what's the word I'm thinking of? The one where you mix up the letters.
Oh, the anagrams.
Yeah, the anagrams. Anagrams. Yeah.
Yep.
So I will say that for MVP, those were the two obscure ones that I wasn't sure about. The rest of them you should be okay with.
So he says.
Well, Alan should be okay with.
All right, so we're going to do work in it. This one is Oliver's Arrow.
Robin Hood?
No.
Robin Hood Men in Tights. Oliver's Arrow.
And you guys are making me very sleepy.
Well, we're thinking.
That might be a clue.
Sleepy Hollow?
No.
No. Is Batman Begins?
No.
God.
But you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it just Batman?
No.
No.
Oliver's Arrow.
Might need a hint quick.
Oliver's Arrow.
Okay. It's directed by Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
Prestige?
No.
Interstellar?
No.
Inception?
Yes.
Yes!
All right.
He's like, Batman, you're on the right track. And then I was like...
See, I was going more superhero.
So I was going superhero, but then when you said Batman Begins and he's like, you're on the right track, I'm like, Christian Bale? And then I was like, Prestige?
All right, so we're going, it's 6-2 right now.
Yep.
I'm choosing because I won.
Yes.
We're going MVP.
Okay. Junior.
Oh, God. Junior.
The only junior I know is Harrison Ford.
No. You were talking about him earlier. I'm not going to say who was, but somebody was.
It's not Keanu Reeves, is it?
No.
Junior, what movie?
Little Giants.
That's what I thought. It was. That's what I thought. I'm like, Junior. I'm like, that's Little Giant. Oh, God. What's his name? Junior. The quarterback's not even there. They're standing around, butts.
Giants, Giants, help us, God. Junior. This actor played in Final Destination.
Devin Sawa, yes. I was trying to remember which one Junior was. I was like, Junior's a character in Little Giants, but I was like, which one was he? And all I could think about was Spike. He carries the fridge out of the truck, and I remember thinking when I was a kid, I'm like, God, I want to be jacked like Spike. I want to be ripped like him.
Right. So it is your board, Alan.
Let's... Cartman.
Yeah. All right. I don't read the script. The script reads me.
Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
Why are you still in character then?
I don't drop character till I done the DVD commentary.
All right. Is your board again?
Even though this one's really hard, let's go working it.
How the solar system won.
Interstellar?
No.
Sunshine?
No.
Mars Attacks?
No.
Independence Day?
No.
Deep Impact?
No.
Armageddon?
No.
They didn't win. Transformers?
No.
Oh.
If you need a hint. Stanley Kubrick.
2001 A Space Odyssey?
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, come on. You just give him the freaking softball.
Hey, you could have said something too.
Yeah, but you were like, it was like halfway out your mouth when he said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. It says Stanley Kubrick and it had to process, and I had like three movies in front of it, and then I was like,
it's your board, John.
MVP.
Willie Mays Hayes.
Tom Hanks.
No.
Oh, wait, what? No.
Tommy Lee Jones.
No.
Oh, my God. Come on. It's up. Hold on. Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
God. Oh. I was like,
Nice.
All right.
Woo. You like that build up? That was better than John's. Like, ooh, ee, ah, ooh, ooh. I did.
All right. Yeah.
Let's go Cartman.
Okay. All right. So, half of these guys don't even go here, and one guy
is... Oh, Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
No.
Oh, what? Wait, say it again before we... John, I'm like, Oh, yeah, because Mean Girls would be, she doesn't even go here.
Half of these guys don't even go here, and that one guy is 90.
Bring it on?
No.
Accepted?
No.
I'm glad we had the same time.
I know. Well, yeah. But it's, she doesn't even go here.
Mm.
I keep thinking of sports movies, but this...
Will Ferrell is in it.
Old School?
Yes.
God. I was going to say Not Another Teen Movie for some reason.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, too. All right, John, it's your choice. Captain America.
My choice. Working it.
All right. Changing Seasons.
Pocahontas?
No.
Twilight?
No.
Batman Begins?
No.
November Sky?
No.
October Sky?
No.
Yeah, why did I say November Sky? Excuse me. You're welcome if that was right, though.
Yeah. Changing Seasons?
August yep. Rush.
Nope.
Fudge. Any Given Sunday?
No.
I need a hint.
Peter Jackson.
Lord of the Rings. Return of the King. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Lord of the Rings, Two Towers.
He got it.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh. Good thing I started with one of those. I had to be quick. I was like, there's like seven other movies.
All right. So, yeah, it's Alan's.
MVP.
Okay. Jackie Moon.
That's not also Wesley Snipes, is it?
No.
It's not Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson.
No.
That's like, White Man Can't Jump. I'm trying to think of the
He's
other
in the movie.
He's in, who is, Wesley Snipes or Woody Harrelson?
The Woody Harrelson.
Need another hint.
It's a basketball movie.
Burt Reynolds.
No.
God damn it. The movie's called Basketball. Ugh. I know what movie it is. Who was it? Oh. The movie's called Basketball. What's the character's name again? Say it.
Jackie Moon.
Oh.
The character fights a bear in it.
I don't know why you're like thinking so hard. There's no way I'm going to get this.
I'm not worried about you getting it. I'm just like pissed that I can't remember who it was. Jackie Moon. Oh, God, I can't. Is there any other hints?
Came out like 2007, 2008.
Samuel L. Jackson?
No.
I'm thinking of a different movie, then.
Are you thinking Coach Carter?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I give up.
All right, it's Will Ferrell from Semi-Pro.
I was thinking of the movie Basketball.
Are you thinking Basketball?
No, there's literally a movie called Basketball.
Is there really?
Yes.
Okay. I did not know that.
I've seen Semi probably once in my life.
Okay. So, let's go with Working It. Since nobody got that one.
There's just be some Will Ferrell diehard listening to this like, oh my god, why did I know that? Like, yeah, that movie sucked, so you know what?
So the working title is Group Hug.
Oh, Avengers.
Yes.
I was drinking my beer.
Yeah, sure, sure.
All right, 5 to 10.
Yep.
So, John. It's your board.
Carbon.
All right. So, the moment you catch feelings is the moment you catch a bullet.
Oh. Training Day.
No. We were talking about it earlier.
Too. Matrix?
No.
Batman Begins?
No.
Casino Royale?
No. It's a more recent-ish movie.
Hint?
Kevin Spacey's in it.
Oh, Baby Driver?
Yes.
You're welcome.
All right. So, it is your call, John.
Twerking it.
Twerking it or working it?
Yes.
All right. A Long Night at Camp Blood.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
That's correct.
Yep.
All right.
See, I don't even know horror, and I knew that one.
I mean, it's kind of obvious. Like, camp.
I was trying to make it so that maybe...
maybe I could get a point.
Yeah, I wanted... yeah.
Well, some of them are, like, completely out there. Like, what was it?
Planet Ice.
Inception one. That one, yeah. I was like, what the heck?
Oliver's Arrow.
Oliver's Arrow. I'm like,
All right. So...
if I make a big budget movie, the working title is going to be Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Nice.
And it's going to be a football movie. MVP.
Okay. Paul Crewe.
Oh, my God. Is that Woody Allen?
No.
Is that Woody Harrelson?
No.
Yeah, why did I say Woody Allen? Woody Harrelson. Bill Murray.
No. It's, let's see. It is a... it's a football movie.
Oh, Adam Sandler or Burt Reynolds?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Okay. God.
I forgot about that. It was a remake.
Yeah.
All right.
Why was I thinking Big Lebowski for a second? Paul Crewe. Good dog. At least I knew as soon as you said football movie, I was like, okay, which one? Speaking of Stone Cold, he's in that movie.
Yes, he is. So is Goldberg.
And Kevin Nash.
Yes, he is.
Cartman.
All right. I want this V-chip out of me. It has stunted my vocabulary.
Wait, one more time?
I want this V-chip out of me. It has stunted my vocabulary. No?
I got nothing.
Okay.
The Cartman's throwing me off.
Let's see. What's a good hint? Me doing the voice might actually, it's...
South Park Big Longer and Uncut?
Yeah. Yep.
That makes sense, because they got the chips. So they couldn't swear.
Yeah! Alright. So, it is Alan again.
Even though I'm not as good at this one, working it.
Okay. The Babysitter Murders.
Scream.
No.
No, no.
Halloween.
Yes. That is correct. Yeah. All right. We have 2 left on Working It. And 4 left on MVP.
Good lord. Are we out of Cartman?
No, there's still 3 left of Cartman.
Let's do MVP since that's the most left.
Okay. So, Rod Tidwell.
Woody Harrelson.
No.
Woody Allen.
No.
Paul Newman.
No. Show Me the Money.
That was Cuba Gooding Jr.? Or is it?
Yep.
Oh, God, that's what it was.
All right. John, it is your board.
Working it.
Extremely Violent.
300.
No.
Watchmen.
No.
Natural Born Killers.
No.
Sucker Punch.
No.
Dread.
No.
Pulp Fiction.
No.
Glorious Bastards.
No.
Kill Bill, Volume 1. Kill Bill, Volume 2.
No.
Hateful Eight.
Reservoir Dogs.
No.
The Departed.
No. It stars Arnold.
True Lies.
No.
No, no.
Commando.
No.
Predator.
No.
Conan the Barbarian.
No.
Total Recall.
No. It's based off of
Terminator.
Movie theater.
Last Action Hero.
Yes.
Yes!
I didn't even hear what you had said.
I said that it was based off of a movie theater.
Yep.
And the famous comedian Arnold Braunschweiger. I love that movie. I used that in one of my quotes when I was the host. I remember that. You want to be a farmer? He's a couple of acres. Kicks him in the nuts.
All right, so there's one left of Working It, and two left of MVP, and still three left of Cartman.
Let's get Cartman out of the way.
All right. So this one is two instances of this person talking. Hey, don't pee in the water.
Heavyweights.
Yes. And then the rest of it would be, hey, don't drink the water. He peed in it.
Oh, look, a deli meat.
I can feel it, Tony.
That's a classic.
All right, Alan, is your board.
Let's go Cartman again.
All right. You put a lot of faith in these guys. I put all my faith in them.
Is that Avengers?
No.
Age of Ultron.
No.
Matrix.
No. My hint is that this movie gets ribbed on a lot.
Fantastic Four?
Fan-four-stick.
Yes. That's how I had it written down.
My guy said Fantastic Four.
There was a Fantastic Four from with Chris Evans. As the...
All right. John, it is your board.
Shouldn't be, but...
You already won, so don't even give me that.
I said Fantastic Four. Diggs, get off the table.
You already won.
You know what? I almost thought to say Fan Four Stick. I was like, ah, whatever. He won't do that. And then I was wrong.
I thought I was being creative.
Let's do Cartman again.
All right. This is the last Cartman. All right. I gotta quit smoking or I'll never make track next year.
Super bad.
Oh my! Why can't I think of the name? Juno?
No.
No.
It's based off of a book and has a star-studded cast.
It's not a book, I guess. It doesn't work. Never mind.
In this book, everybody should have read in school.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
I'm just going to throw it out there. 10 Things I Hate About You.
No.
Holes?
No.
I don't know where that line would have been in that movie. I just think of books we read.
I think it was 80s when this movie came
out. Wet Hot American Summer?
No.
It's not a book, but...
I got nothing.
Breakfast Club.
My last hint will be somebody has to stay golden.
Oh. Porky's.
No.
Why can I not think of the title of the movie?
The movie came out in the 80s or the book came out in the 80s?
The movie came out in the 80s. So we're inside right now, but what's behind me?
The Great Outdoors.
Thanks. Big old backyard.
The Outsiders?
Yes.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Wow, okay.
I was like, window, staircase, tree, fence.
Well, he said we're inside, but what's behind him? Outside.
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking of the Outsiders. I was like...
All right, so we have one Working It and two MVP.
Knock it off.
Working it.
Hey.
Johnny Utah.
Oh, Point Break.
Yes.
You're right.
See, that one I got.
I was going to say. But you'd be...
All right. So, the last two are from MVP.
Mm-hmm.
This one is going to be Mel Clark from Angels in the Outfield.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No.
That would be Tony Danza.
That's correct.
Yeet. At least he straight up said Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah.
All right. And the last one is Joe Cooper from Basketball.
Trey Parker.
Matt Stone.
Trey Parker.
I just threw the first one out. I was like, it Trey Parker or Matt Stone?
All right. So, John, you had 10.
Woo! I got double digits.
Alan got 16.
It was that close. Really? That
close, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Near the end, he started coming back, but I was like, I think I solidified my lead enough to
win. Yeah, well, I mean, you got all of the horror, and I think you got almost every single one of the MVPs.
The ones that we didn't give up on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was expecting, there was, a couple that I had ready in my head. I was like, he's going to say this for MVP.
Yeah.
I was like, I had it ready. It was like, Carl Weathers. Nope, didn't say it. Gina Davis didn't say it.
I was ready for Rudy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I was ready for him. I was like, he didn't say anything from Rocky. He didn't say anything from Varsity Blues. Didn't say anything from Friday Night Lights. Didn't say anything. Like, I was like, ready for all those.
Yeah, I think it didn't really help that, I really don't do sports movies. But yeah.
I suppose.
So, Travis.
Yes.
Tell Alan what he's won.
Well, yeah, I forgot there was a prize.
He can go ahead and open it.
All right.
What's behind door number one?
It sounds familiar.
I wish it was a game. It says GameStop.
It looks like the size of a pop figure. Yep. Okay.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Travis, you outdid yourself.
Yeah.
A Milton Pop. Funko Pop.
I may already have that one.
Oh, okay.
A Milton Funko Pop. So here's the thing. Do I keep it in the box or do I take it out and put it on my desk?
Completely up to you.
What's like the...
There.
I know there's people who don't take them out of the box.
There are people that don't take them out of the box and there are people that take them out of the box. It's completely up to you.
What are you?
Basically, because I'm constantly moving my stuff around, I don't take them out of the box. But once I have a spot for them, I will take them out of the box. But keep the box. And then put them back in the box when I need to move them or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Where'd you get this?
GameStop.
Oh. I thought you just had an old bag.
I went after our manager meeting on Monday, and I went. I was like, I'm going to find a prize.
Very nice. So. Very nice.
A new prize next time.
Well, Travis, enjoy your prize then next time.
Hey, yeah, right. You know, the one time I lost was to you, John. Just so you're aware.
Yeah. But Travis picked good categories that time. Very nice. Very nice. Well, Travis, thank you for hosting.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the prize.
No problem.
Now I gotta step up my categories.
I guess other than that...
We might not even have to do trivia that much longer.
We might have to move it back to Patreon type of thing.
Yeah, once the movies... start coming out more regularly. I mean, a couple weeks, if there's only, two obscure, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, next week, we'll probably still do trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Or some kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Thank you again, Travis.
You're very welcome.
That was fun. Alan, congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Bye. Do you guys got anything else that you would like to say? Any closing remarks?
I got nothing.
Alrighty, well, be sure to follow us on Facebook. We are facebook.com/moviesarething. We are also on Twitter and Instagram @moviesarething. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. @moviesarething. Go ahead and follow us on any one of those social media platforms. We will sometimes have, polls out there and ask questions and all that kind of fun stuff. So make sure you're following us and go ahead and type your answer or click on the vote to vote and with the button thingy and the who's a what's it's and thingamabob, that thing. But we also do have a Patreon, patreon.com/moviesarething. If you want to help support the podcast, you can support us on there and all that kind of fun stuff. Other than that, I don't really have anything else. Do you guys got anything?
I do not.
I got nothing.
Diggs doesn't have anything either, so.
Here we go. Oh, no. Here it comes.
Kill the oak truck!
Thank you for listening to Movies Are a Thing.
Come back next week for more movies and tangents with us. Pick a spot.
All right, I think Travis, I'm going to turn you down just a little bit more.
Or I'll let Gamora in here.
Or am I going to turn myself up a little bit?
The world may never know.
Sorry, just grabbing my soda.
Ah, sh**.
What?
Did That's you what forget I forgot. A soda?
Ah, well. Careful.
I'm good.
I've gotten a Subway twice in the last week, John. You'd be proud of me.
If you turn it other way, that way a little bit more, that should help.
Okay.
Because now you got the leg on the same as the arm.
Yeah.
Sure.
I try.
That's why you're smart.
Did you not see what just happened like a minute ago?
I did, but I can just ignore it. It's fine.
Alrighty. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You sure?
I am.
Alrighty.
Well, you looked that up.
Pause for effect.
It's going to be a stark contrast. It went from a 9.2% IPA to Michelob Golden.
Falcone.
Ooh.
I mean...
You got a pen?
I don't know.
I have a pen. Do you want a pen or a highlighter? Or two highlighters?
It doesn't matter, I guess. Whichever one you can grab first. Technical difficulties.
Shoo-be-doom-dop, be-boop.
That pen will not work for you. Which one do you want? Dee-dee-dum.
Let's go this one.
Oh, green, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, green and yellow. You're a dirty Packer fan.
Are you guys keeping track of your own scores, or do you want me to?
I think that's why he gave you the highlighter.
Oh.
Did you want a second highlighter for...
No, it's fine.
Highlight
no,
one
that's
for
good.
Alan, one for me? No?
Okay. Good.
No,
that's good.
That might be good. Okay. Quick on the cusp. Why'd you do that? You don't like your tail touched?
Apparently.
I guess.
Right. That's when he attacked me, is after I...
Yeah, he's like,
tail.
No. He's like, don't do that.
So,
oh! Okay, so you're going to put this on the desk, like, right, just move the remote and put it, like, right next to the monitor, so it'll be on that side. Yeah. That'll be a perfect spot for it. Hell yeah. Awesome.
Whittly loom boom boo wee doo 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 doo
doo doo doo doo doo
doo doo doo.
Well, the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
Let's see here. What was it? Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah.
Merp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I got, I guess I should probably just go and stop everything here then.
Oh, no. Oh, no.